That large slow-moving storm system that's been pummeling the Midwest and Southeast is making its presence felt along the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has an update.
At least 31 deaths are blamed on the system, including three in Alabama. And Don Shepard at the National Weather Service in Mobile says the areas that were hit Monday night likely will get more of the same.
Some fairly rapid development of supercell storms over parts of southern Mississippi and southern Alabama, maybe central Alabama, and possibly even over the Florida Panhandle.
2 to 8 inches could fall in the already saturated area in the next 24 hours. A flash flood watch is in effect until Wednesday, and Shepard says don't rule out the possibility of an isolated tornado.
We've got a pretty strong jet max moving across the area this afternoon, and just about anybody all over the Panhandle, and especially in south Alabama, should be on the alert for a tornado and likely warnings this afternoon and evening.
Residents in northwest Florida to the Big Bend area are also being warned to expect possibly severe storms this evening, overnight, and into Wednesday.
Those will continue through the afternoon into the early evening, and then similar to last night, kind of congeal into just a large line of slow-moving thunderstorms, and some of those still could be severe with large hail, damaging winds, and more isolated-type tornadoes.
We're right now approaching high tide, and we're expecting a fairly higher-than-usual, I guess, high tide also.
Locally, Fort Pickens, where Steve McCoy is deputy administrator, is closed to visitors, with the main road there virtually impassable.
And with all the rain we're having, we're getting some overwashing at the Fort Pickens Road, some sand, and mainly water, which is kind of the most difficult thing to deal with because we just have to wait till that runs off and drains back in. But we do have heavy equipment stationed out there, and they are moving sand and pushing water as best they can right now, primarily waiting for this high tide to go back down.
Some campers remain in the park, and McCoy says they're staying in touch with them while monitoring conditions in case they have to close and evacuate.
We have closed it and asked the campers to be patient and stand by. Contact us if they need anything immediately, and we'll be glad to help them. We do have campground hosts in the campground, and we have staff throughout the park as well.
Officials in the Panhandle are warning of the potential for damaging winds. Southerly winds of 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25. The windy conditions and 5 to 7 foot waves are stirring up dangerous rip currents along the coast.
We still abandon towers out here in the patrols, but once we really want people to stay out of the water today and tomorrow because it's entirely too dangerous. Anytime we have big surf in this time of year, the spring, you know, generally speaking, people are a little out of shape. The water's still a little bit cold, and we have a lot of surf this time of year, so certainly this is the time of year where I'm the most anxious.
Bob West, the public safety director in Pensacola Beach, says lifeguards are out in force with red flag conditions for the extremely rough surf.
Right now, it's well overhead breaking on the outside. Big and sloppy. So red flags are up, please. Know some in the Gulf. I'll stay that way probably through all day tomorrow. Then it'll start dropping back out. Looks like it'll be green flags by this weekend.
Lifeguards were busy last weekend at Pensacola Beach rescuing 8 swimmers from the Gulf of Mexico. West has some advice for weak and non-swimmers.
That was amazing. The surf was virtually flat. Unfortunately, a real problem this year with, you know, non-swimmers. If you would never in a million years dream of jumping into the deep end of a pool, you really have no business jumping into the Gulf of Mexico. That bottom is anything but uniform out there, and you can go from literally a knee-deep water to 6 foot of water in a step.
Meanwhile, the American Red Cross's Northwest Florida chapter is sending a volunteer to Jackson, Mississippi, and plans to send further help if needed. Those wishing to make a cash donation for storm relief can visit yourredcross.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.